Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, we're going to be chatting with our Scott Schantz now, who is talking about the issue of loud cars and motorcycles. And Scott, I find it hard to believe that you have found people who like these.
Well, here's the thing, Simi. I kind of like it a little bit, you know, and that's what drew me to this story that I found, because I've talked about this before. I grew up in a garage. My family are all car people. My father builds classic cars and takes them to, you know, all sorts of events and stuff. So the sound of a loud car can, when it's done the right way, sort of bring back these memories of, you know, craftsmanship and spending time in the garage with my family, working on the car, you know? That's kind of the idea here. But I think it's gotten past that, you know? Nowadays, people don't do it that way. They just, like, punch holes in their mufflers to make them obnoxiously loud. That's the point. That was never the point building classic cars like my father did. Now it's just about being obnoxious. And Julie Aitken Shermer, she's a professor of psychology at Western University. She has had an experience like this as well. And so she published this in Psychology Today, some research that she did. She's on the phone with me now. Julie, tell me about this research that you did about, you know, loud cars.
Well, it all stemmed from the experiences I was having that every time I was walking to the university, I would be startled by a loud backfiring car or a revving engine and so I would jump, my dog would jump, I would watch animals get startled, and I thought, well, who wants their car to sound like this? I thought there was an elegance to a silent vehicle, and so I went and started looking up in the literature to see what has been researched out there, and found nothing. I was really surprised, and so I created a short car scale. Just asked three questions, and I asked students whether or not they viewed their car as an extension of what makes them as a person, and they think loud cars are really cool, and if they could, they would make their car louder with a muffler modification, and gave it to a large group of students with a personality measure called the short dark tetrad, which measures Machiavellianism, which is a manipulation of others, narcissism, which is a self-love, and measures psychopathy, which is a callous disregard for others, and sadism, which is enjoying other people, watching other people suffer and being in pain. And so what I was originally thinking it was going to be would be narcissism, the idea that I have this very loud car, look at me, you know, you're drawing attention to yourself. And what I was really surprised after I gave the questionnaire to a large group of students was that it wasn't narcissism, but it was actually psychopathy and sadism and being young males that were predicting who wanted their loud cars. And I thought that's very concerning. So we thought about it. I discussed it with some of my colleagues, and it appears that it's a callous disregard for how other people are feeling or reacting to or being disturbed by these loud cars. That's the psychopathy component. And the sadism is actually an enjoyment of watching people being startled.
Wow. And so it's almost like this is concerning, you know, like this might be a tell that, you know, I don't want to go so far as to say that there's something wrong with these people, but I would be concerned if someone in my life enjoyed, you know, watching other people get startled or having their ears hurt or even just, you know, like a disregard for others. That's not something that we view as a healthy community-driven or community-minded thing.
Oh, I agree with you. What I was really surprised by is that it's the same personality profile that has been found in the criminology literature that indicates who sets fires illegally, so illegal arsonists. And that's really concerning that these individuals know they're breaking the law and that doesn't bother them.
Now, do you think that this is going to lead to any sort of other, like, what happens now? Do you think that this is, like, people are going to use this and sort of maybe see change? Like, do you think we'll see changes in laws around this, stricter enforcement, and anything like that? What happens next?
Well, one thing I think is interesting is that I was contacted by some city councilors from Luxembourg in Europe, and they were interested in what I had found when the article came out. And the question was, would an education campaign be effective for these drivers? And based on the personality profile that I found, and that I'll be publishing about soon, is a replication study where I found the same pattern showed up again, so it wasn't just that sample. That it really does seem to be enforcement's the only way to stop the behavior, because if you're not personally upset that you're upsetting other people and concerned about that, then being told you're upsetting other people is not going to have an impact on you dissuading your behavior in that sense.
Julie Aitken Shermer, she's a professor of psychology at Western University. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Simi, the standout quote there, the personality profile, yes, of these people is the same as the people who set fires.
Psychopathy is the word that she used.
Yeah, a complete disregard for the feelings of other people.
Wow. People are going to have something to say about that, Scott.
I think I need to talk to my therapist.
I think you do too. I'm sure people want to weigh in on that too. Do you agree that there is something, and she's suggesting this, not me, something wrong with people who like and deliberately make their vehicles super loud? Oh, I'm sure people are going to want to weigh in. Simi at CKNW.com, because Scott would like to know if there's anybody who joins him.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I'm not like obnoxiously loud, but I do think, you know, as a car guy, a nice exhaust note, you know, on a well-built car. Yeah, that's what they call it.
All right, let's see if people agree with you. Simi at CKNW.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.